Hey, how are you? I'm Justice.
Hi. Hi, Justice. You're one of the organizers,
aren't
you?
Yes, I'm the organizer from the Casco side.
Mm-hmm. And what brought you to this point? It might sound like a silly question.
Yeah, well, everything going on in America, we just felt like it was needed to just unite everyone, because from the Casco and Hudson perspective, we are basically two big towns and communities that for some reason in the past just never really liked each other. So we're coming together on the bridge as a common goal. This is what splits us apart. We want to come together on this building, mm-hmm. on this stature, to make sure we come together for a better common goal, and that's to cause awareness for Black lives.
Mm-hmm. And you mind if I ask your age?
I am 18 years old.
You're 18. So what prompted you to become an organizer? Because I know you spoke a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
At the Enough is Enough rally in Catskill, and now you are co-organizing this.
Yes, it was.
Texas,
Mom,
side.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But a lot of people told me that a lot of people look up to me in the town because I was an athlete here at Catskill High School when I was in high school, and a lot of kids looked up to me when I would do a lot of community active stuff. So it was just only right, and plus I was very passionate about Black Lives Matter movement, and I just thought it was a perfect way to get everyone's attention about it, knowing that I'm doing it, we can get the community involved, and it's just what I think is right.
Mm-hmm. And how have you been met with in terms of the police and other figures of authority, shall we say, in Catskill and Greene County in general? Have you had any pushback?
No, they've been supportive. The police have been supportive. We had a meeting with the state police and the Greene County Sheriffs. They were here to support us, make sure everyone here is safe today with all the caution tapes and stuff like that. We have them watching and making sure nothing's going to happen. I think we might have someone actually walking with us and participating with us here today. And they emailed me, texted me, called me, all and saying how they're happy that at Casco as a community we're standing up for what's right.
Mm-hmm.